This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin the second hour of Intermountain Classics with the Cantata number 143 for the new year by Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach was a German composer, organist, and violinist of the Baroque period. His music is revered for its intellectual depth, technical command, and artistic beauty. Bach's Cantata number 143 for the new year features a short fanfare-like movement with the brass and strings playing brilliant roulades against the choral coloratura. The recitative that follows sets up the gloomy text of the tenor aria, while the bass aria brings back the trumpets of the opening. The second tenor aria is interesting as a duet between the bassoon and the continuo. On top of all this, the strings play the chorale tune. The chorale makes its final appearance in the brilliant, glorious chorus that closes this brief and interesting cantata. Here is the Frankfurter and Göttinger Kantoren and the Bach Collegium Stuttgart in Bach's Cantata number 143 for the new year. Featured are soloists Eva Sapo, soprano, Adalbert Kraus, tenor, and Wolfgang Schoen, bass.
Thank you. Ding, des Hilfe der Gott Jakobs ist, des Hoffnung auf den Herrn seinen Gottes steht.
Deiner Herde, Herr.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain, bringing you news, information, and entertainment for the Redding and Shasta County area. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We have just heard the Frankfurter and Gachinger Kantoren and the Bach Collegium Stuttgart in Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 143 for the new year. Featured soloists were Eva Sapo soprano, Adelbert Kraus tenor, and Wolfgang Schoen bass. Ludwig von Beethoven was a German composer and pianist, a crucial figure in the transition between the classical and romantic areas in Western art music. He remains one of the most famous and influential of all composers. Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 in F major is a symphony in four movements composed in 1812. Beethoven fondly referred to it as "My Little Symphony in F," distinguishing it from his Sixth Symphony, a longer work also in F. This performance of Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 is by the Orchestra de la Suisse Romande under the direction of Ernest Ansermet.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. The Eighth Symphony by Beethoven is generally lighthearted, though not lightweight, and in many places cheerfully loud, with many accented notes. We've just heard Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 in F, as performed by L'Orchestre de la Suisse Romande under the direction of Ernest Ansermet. What better way to ring in the new year than with some waltzes by the famous Johann Strauss? Here is a selection of waltzes by Johann Strauss the Younger. Featured is the Emperor Waltz, the Pizzicata Polka, and finally, Joy of Singing. This performance is by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Georgiadis, and is conducted from the violin. Thank you. Intermountain Classics has concluded with a performance of New Year's Waltzes by the famed Johann Strauss the Younger. We heard the Emperor Waltz, the Pizzicato Polka, and finally, Joy of Singing. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. On behalf of all the programmers, staff, and supporters of KKRN, We would like to wish you, all of you, a wonderful and prosperous new year. Good evening and good music.